KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, April 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State softball picked up a couple of wins over Power 4 conference teams over the weekend in Iowa City. On Saturday, the Jackrabbits would shut out Georgia Tech from the ACC 6-0, then they would defeat the Iowa Hawkeyes 3-2 in extra innings. Yesterday, the Jackrabbits would lose to Georgia Tech 10-1 before rebounding with another victory over Iowa 7-4. The Jackrabbits jump back into Summit League play this weekend. They'll be at Omaha on Friday, the start of a three-game series. SDSU baseball, they earned a Summit League series win over St. Thomas, taking 2 out of 3 games over the weekend on the road. Jackrabbits opened up with a 7-2 win on Friday and then clinched the series on Saturday with a 13-2 rule run victory. Up next, the Jackrabbits will host Midland tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Brookings. USD softball, they would lose all 3 games over the weekend to North Dakota State by a combined score of 35-8. Coyotes will travel to Ames, Iowa tomorrow to take on Iowa State at 4 o'clock. Rory McIlroy has gone back-to-back at the Masters, joining Tiger Woods, Nick Faldo, and Jack Nicklaus as the only repeat champions at Augusta National. McIlroy took control in Sunday's final round with a birdie on the par 3 12th, then followed that with a 350-yard drive on the 13th hole that set up another birdie. He closed with a 1-under-71 to finish at 12-under for the tournament. He won by 1 shot over Scottie Scheffler. Minnesota Twins took 2 out of 3 over the weekend from the Toronto Blue Jays. The Twins would get a 3-run home run from Tristan Gray, also a solo shot from Cody Clemens, as the Twins beat the Blue Jays yesterday 8-2. Taj Bradley, he struggled for Minnesota, but got through 5 innings, gave up only 1 run and 5 hits. He did throw 106 pitches in those 5 innings. Twins, they've now won 6 out of 7. They're 9-7 on the season. That ties Cleveland for the best record in the division and the best record in the entire American League. The Twins are back at home tonight. They host the Boston Red Sox. 6:40 is your first pitch. Nebraska volleyball swept to Iowa State 4-0 on Saturday at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. Huskers would win 25-17, 25-16, 25-16. They also played a fourth set that would go 26-24. Sellout crowd in Sioux Falls of over 3,300 fans. Bergen Riley from Sioux Falls O'Gorman played in her hometown. She combined with Campbell Flynn to lead the Nebraska offense with 35 total assists. The NBA playoffs are set as the regular season wrapped up last night. In the Western Conference, the number one seed is the defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. Number two is San Antonio. They'll take on either the 7-seed Phoenix or the 8-seed Portland. Minnesota Timberwolves, they secured the number 6 spot. They'll take on the number 3-seed Denver Nuggets, while the 4-seed LA Lakers take on the 5-seed Houston Rockets. In the Eastern Conference, the 1-seed is Detroit. Number 2 is Boston. Celtics will take on the winner of either Philadelphia or Orlando. The number 3-seed New York Knicks take on the number 6-seed Atlanta, and the 4-seed Cleveland Cavaliers will take on the 5-seed Toronto Raptors. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.